A week before writing this, my mom passed away. I am not, nor have I ever been, a religious man. But at times like this, it's easy to see the attraction of religion. Religion offers answers to questions that I think of as unanswerable. Woke up this morning feeling fine. Had a slow, lazy start to the day, leisurely drinking my tea, until I decided that I had really better do some work. Into the bathroom then, I happily skip, to throw some water about myself and take just a little pride in my appearance. As I turn toward the bathroom mirror, my blood turns cold. And when Miss Ackerman came, she had nursed three persons, and both were true noble women in their spheres of life. One Irish, the other an American. During that fearful night, Miss Ackerman was watching Delia, bathing her in whiskey and warm water to relieve her breathing. My dearest Lala, how wonderful to be so close to you, my oldest friend, and to be able to write at length without the brevity which our usual secrecy requires, and which I have not been able to do for over a year, the longest of my life. The boy's eyes drifted up to the lady's name badge. Nurse Meese, Lord Funt Hospital.
That is a bump. A big bump. A very big bump. Now, does this hurt?
She said as she poked the boy hard on his head with her finger.
Ow!
He screamed, so loudly it echoed along the corridor.
Some slight pain, muttered the nurse. Now let me just get the doctor. Doctor!
The curtain was whisked across and then back again. As the boy lay there staring at the ceiling, he could hear the sound of footsteps departing.
Doctor!